Hey now, what's up? My name's Jose, metal and horror ambassador Mangan from SiriusXM, and you are listening to 30 Screams or Less podcast. Come on now.
Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be reviewing is called Together. It's directed by Michael Shanks and written by the same jerk. Is that what you put that down?
Why is he laughing?
That's funny. That's comedic gold right there. That's a clip for social media. Written by Michael Shanks, starring Dave Franco as Tim, Allison Brie as Millie, and Damon Herman as Jamie. The plot of the movie is a struggling couple, Tim and Millie, move to the countryside to repair their fractured relationship. After falling into a cave and encountering strange water, they begin to experience horrifying changes as their bodies fuse together. What begins as a fresh start turns into a grotesque nightmare, with their physical entanglement mirroring their toxic emotional dependency. Woo! I got that, Corey.
You got through it, damn.
Yeah, we were concerned I was going to freaking butcher that.
I was kind of hoping you would. I was looking forward to it.
There was a lot of big words in there.
Mm-hmm.
But first, Corey, true horror story. Looked in the mirror this morning, my beard, an absolute nightmare. Dry, wild, looked like it clawed its way out of a crypt.
That's terrifying, man. Did you hit it with that beard octane?
Oh, yeah. Beard wash, conditioner, beard oil brought it back from the dead.
Fellas, don't let your beard turn into a creature feature. Keep it alive and kicking with Beard Octane.
And right now, hit beardoctane.com. Use code 30screams10. Get 10% off. Save some cash and save your beard from becoming a horror show.
Bad beard day? We've had plenty. Beard Octane's the fix. We swear by it.
30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of Together?
Steve, that first trailer really sold me a fantasy, didn't it? Because we take our body horror so seriously, I fully expected Mike Shanks to deliver an epic, high-quality masterpiece. They basically had the obligation to traumatize us in the most sophisticated way possible. Instead, this movie spent way too much time doing its best impression of the substance. It felt less like an original film and more like a high-budget cover band. Still, the fact that the actors playing in Tim and Millie are real-life husband and wife really upped the chemistry between the two characters.
No shit. I didn't realize they were actual real-life husband and wife.
Yep.
Well, all right. Good for them. Yeah, I had no idea. That's news to me. That's funny that this is a high-quality cover band. Is that what you said? High-priced?
Yeah, I thought that was funny when I wrote it down. Made me laugh.
That made me laugh. That's good stuff. I agree. This movie was fine. I got a little disappointed in the fact that with body horror movies, there's an opportunity for absolute insanity.
Mm-hmm.
We should be expecting fucking to be disgusted, to be absolutely disgusted. The Substance was freaking gross, and it was great. Also, what was the other one? Grafted. Grafted was gnarly, but this one just kind of felt like, I don't know, with their fractured relationship, it's almost like after they drank this water, they just started becoming a closer couple. And I don't know, they was trying to fight being together. I think you said something about it's a metaphor for something, but are you saving that for the end?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. It's a metaphor for something.
I did. Okay.
Yeah. We'll leave it to your closing piece because you got a good closing there. I looked a little bit, but this movie, I thought the acting was fine, but it missed the point on body horror. It's supposed to be gross. There's some aspect, but I feel like a lot of the time we were just waiting for it to happen. Yeah. Took too long for it to happen.
I'd say it dragged. It dragged so much. And this is another one of those movies where I feel like nothing really happened until the third act.
Yeah.
Exactly. Something that really fucking pissed me off, and I'm skipping ahead, but that scene with the jigsaw.
Yeah.
The skill saw, right?
Yeah.
They showed that in the trailer, and I'm like, oh my God, this part is going to be so gnarly when we see it.
Yep.
They show it for like a split second, mm-hmm. and then it's done.
Yeah.
Basically, we saw what they showed in the trailer.
That's it. There is nothing fun about that scene. I mean, you have this opportunity of two bodies fusing and like the skin attached. They could have easily showed sawing going through and just the freaking blood and flesh everywhere. And then them having to tend to their wounds after the insanity of that happened. But instead, we see like basically the saw kind of go to like the tip and then a little scream. And then that's it. Like the aftermath. They're both on the floor eating chicken or something.
I shit you not. As soon as this scene happened, I went and checked the rating because I'm like, is this a fucking PG-13 movie?
Oh,
I feel like we got shorted.
Yeah. I feel like we got the direct TV version.
Yeah.
You know, the shit that you see on USA where it's like, we want to be violent a little bit and show you movies, but we can't show you that.
Yeah, maybe there's a director's cut out there. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I want to see that cut in the director's cut. But stop me.
I want the whole cut, nothing but the cut.
I want to see pure violence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we didn't get much of that. However, there are some scenes where I was like, oof, that's kind of gross, where they were having sex and he got stuck.
Oh, in the bathroom stall?
Yep.
Oh. That was like kind of cringe.
Yeah,
I'll say kind of cringe.
Oh, it was pretty cringy.
And then basically like she takes matters into our own hands and kind of just like... makes him leave.
Yeah, makes him leave. That's what you're saying, as opposed to like her pulling him out of her.
Yeah, and then they did this pretty fucked up scene where they're trying to get a pull apart from each other, and the camera kind of pans down, and you see his dick going all Stretch Armstrong for like a split second.
Yep.
It looks like a roll of putty that you're stretching out.
Oh my God! So they had another opportunity here to show the rip. Like, even just a little more in there as opposed to it implied. And then, or maybe showing the aftermath of the skin just fucking mangled. Because there's no way that he's not disfigured down there after that.
Oh, my God. If they were as, like, glued together as all the other scenes in the movie, you know, all the other together scenes,
mm-hmm.
that shit didn't come out that easy or in one piece.
No, that thing probably turned into a heap of flesh. And we didn't see that.
Mm-mm.
I don't get why they didn't show some of these things.
Yeah, I want to see mangled dick.
You don't want to?
No, I do.
You do? I figured, because if this is body horror, we want to see some fucking bodies just gross and mangled and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But we got deprived of that a little bit. And it's unfortunate, because I too was excited to see Together. When I saw the trailer, same thing. I was pretty sold on the thing. I was really looking forward to it. And then when I saw it, I was like, I don't know. It's okay. Not really getting what I want out of it. But I don't know. I like that it had to do with culty shit, because we know how much I love culty shit.
So speaking of culty shit, did you have like any suspicion that Jamie was behind this the second we met him?
A little bit.
Okay. I was going to say, because I wrote in my notes, I was like, I'm writing this down now just in case I'm right. But Jamie's involved somehow.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. I had a feeling that was the case the whole time, that he was either going to be behind it or there was going to be some major involvement, something. But yes, there was a major involvement. He was part of this whole church that practiced togetherness. I guess the idea is that Greek mythology, Zeus split people in half. So that way later on in life, they could find their other half, that mm-hmm. type thing. And that's what the whole church was behind, like that whole concept. So I don't understand what was going on with that water, whether it was like alien or toxic. That wasn't explained. It was just explained that there used to be a church there for this cult who was in the area, but they are no longer there, type deal. Not a lot of backstory behind it. There was a bunch of foreshadowing in this movie, though.
So, mm-hmm. I thought, like, when they first started drinking that water, I'm like, is this going to be like a parasite or something?
See, that's a good point as well, because it could have been parasites where they want to be together and it's affecting the blood or whatever, something mm-hmm. like that. The dogs at the beginning, when they drank that water, they looked like they were tripping balls, that's for sure. So
I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, they're just staring at each other like fucking wide-eyed.
Like, yeah.
They were fucked up. And then they turned into that one friggin' hybrid-looking gross thing. So, I mean, obviously, we know right away it's the water. But here's the thing. You need to understand that you don't just simply drink still water.
Right.
It's like, that's such a bad thing.
Especially in a cave?
Yeah, no. No, that's where friggin' like all the bacteria hangs out.
You know what I thought was kind of weird too? That they spent a night in the cave and then just climbed out in the morning.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe they couldn't because of the rain.
Maybe. Like, weren't we supposed to think they were stuck and then they just climb out?
Yeah. Like, oh, okay, let's go. Thing.
So,
oh,
whatever. Right. And then just decided to spend a night in a cave underground. Yeah.
All right. Well, whatever. I mean, it's a couple's activity, I guess. So,
sleeping in a cave?
Yeah, I guess. Cave dwelling. Fuck that. Fuck that cave shit, man. I see those videos all the time on TikTok. No thanks. Not for me. That's the last thing I want to do is be anywhere near a cave, especially those fucking people that decide they're going to just climb through these little trails or whatever the fuck they are.
Yeah.
Oh, God. There's that guy, the Nutty Putty accident. You've heard of this. I showed you this, right?
Nutty Putty? We're talking about that guy's dick again?
No, we're not talking. Nice. That's good. No, the Nutty Putty is when the guy was like climbing in or just kind of, he was going in a cave and it was really skinny and that's their thing. They just like to kind of shimmy their way through these little, I don't even know what they're really called.
I know what you're talking about. There's a couple like people on like TikTok that I follow that do that shit and it gives me anxiety just watching it.
Yeah. Why do you follow them?
I like suffering.
Sadist.
Have you watched the show Untamed on Netflix?
No. What's that?
It's this really good show with Eric Bana. Sam Neill, but it's good. You should check it out. Anyways, there's this one scene in it where there's this girl, she's going through this tiny, tiny enclosure in a cave. And all of a sudden, I forget what happens, but the enclosure she's in starts filling with water slowly.
Oh, fuck. Fuck that.
Yeah, I'm like watching this freaking out. I'm like, oh my God.
Not for me. No,
like half of her face is literally underwater by the time she gets rescued.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you think she's a goner. But just watching it, you know?
Yeah, man, fuck that shit. I don't want to do any of that. That Nutty Putty one, the guy got caught upside down for like 30-something hours and then ended up dying from like heart attack because like
blood went to his head.
Basically rushing to his like I don't know, his fucking torso and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't see the fun in that at all. But some people like to just go through those little caverns or whatever. I don't know.
It's just like base jumping. I don't understand.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I don't want to jump off a cliff. Forget it. I see some of those videos where people just jump off cliffs and they go, oh shit, my glider's not working. Smash.
I forgot to wear my parachute. Yep. Oh, the clip thing I had hooked into the side of the mountain. Let go.
Whoops. None of that's for me. I like to keep my ass on the ground unless I'm like in an airplane. Then I'll go to Vegas or some shit.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not dealing with any of that. Fuck that. But some people like doing that. I don't want to see myself jumping out of an airplane. You know what I did watch the other day? It has nothing to do with horror. Is Point Break.
Oh, Patrick Swayze, right? Yeah. The OG one? Okay.
The OG one, man. The scene where Patrick Swayze jumps out of an airplane, like him actually jumping out of the airplane, is such a fucking cool scene. Because he just goes, adios, amigo, and just fucking dives back. It's fucking wild.
Dude, that's why I like watching Tom Cruise movies. Because he does all that shit on his own.
Maniac. He's a maniac, that one.
Yeah.
I mean, that one bike stunt that took like a fucking year to figure out. You know, he's just launching himself off a cliff with a bike. There's no reason for it. Why?
Did you ever see that one? He was filming one of the last Mission Impossible movies and he was running between buildings. Did you see this one?
I did.
Where he snapped his ankle and then finished the scene.
Oh my God.
Like you can see it, his ankle visibly like separate. And he's like, nah, I'm going to keep running.
Damn. Commit to the bit.
Or like filming, you know, Top Gun 2. He's like, yeah, I'll only be doing it if I can fly the plane.
Like, imagine having that much power where you're just like, I'm not doing it unless I fly the plane. It's like, dude, you don't know how to fly a fucking fighter jet.
Yeah, we're going to let Tom Cruise do it.
All right. Whatever. Hey, good for him. When are we getting him on the podcast?
Well, Steve, surprise.
Surprise. We get Tom Cruise next week.
Yep. He doesn't know it, but he's going to be on this show.
He shows up in the middle of this podcast. Just shows
Hold on.
Right
I'm going to patch him in real quick. He's going to be flying through the fucking air with a GoPro strapped to his head.
He's riding a motorcycle, and yeah, he's got the GoPro on, and he's got the microphone going. Hey, guys. Just.
Yep.
Tom, what are you up to? Not just about to jump off a cliff.
Okay. Funny you brought that up, because we were just talking about it.
He's crazy, man. He is nuts. So Danny Trejo was mentioning how he doesn't like Tom Cruise doing that stuff, because if he gets fucked up, that basically halts the movie.
Right, because they can't, it's not like they can substitute him.
Yeah, I mean, they could probably get some guy who, like, can do back shots and, like, show his, like, a similar look and hairstyle and stuff, but no, Tom Cruise will be, like, a quadriplegic and then go, no, I gotta shoot this scene because I gotta commit to the bit.
Remember when that happened to Christopher Walken? No, Christopher Reeves.
Christopher Walken. Christopher Reeves did not do that on a movie set. He did that while just riding a horse, which...
Okay.
Yeah, that sucks. Like,
what about Brandon Lee ending up dead while filming a movie?
Rest in power. What a... Oh, God. Yeah, that sucks. Even thinking about it now, just really sucks that this would have been a real breakout role for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would have set him over the fucking top, because it's such a damn good movie.
Yeah.
But gunned down in the middle of it. Was it the scene where he was standing on a table?
It was that bedroom scene.
Oh, it was the bedroom scene.
Yeah, remember with the gun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No shit. Oh, okay. Did not
know
that.
If I remember correctly, it was that scene. And remember he fell out the window?
Yep.
That's when he died.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, yep. It was supposed to be a dummy bullet in the gun, and it wasn't. That's that same shit that happened like a year or two on that Alec Baldwin movie.
Yeah, what was it? Dirt or grit?
Rust.
Or something? Rust. Thank close enough.
So it was like supposed to be like a costume gun or whatever, and it ended up being a real gun and no one noticed.
Who the fuck puts real bullets in this gun?
Yeah.
Like, don't they check that shit? I mean, people that are like familiar with guns, when you hold it, you can tell that there's bullets in it because it's the fucking weight.
Mm-hmm.
So someone was a fucking dummy and just goes, it's fine. I won't check it. Man, that shit's fucked up. It sucks when that shit happens.
Especially, yeah, it does.
Like, all of it. It just sucks in general, because all these people are trying to do is just make a movie, and they end up fucking DED dead.
So why did we even go off on this tangent?
I honestly don't remember.
Literally, I don't remember how this relates to the movie at all.
Tom Cruise. Wow.
All right.
Yeah, I think we should get back on track, because... we do have a movie we got to review here. So, okay, I got to rewind here. Why did we discuss Tom Cruise? Maybe in a cave or something like that? I don't know.
Yes, we're talking about stunts.
Stunts. Okay. Yeah, we're talking about stunts.
And wow, that was bad.
Yeah.
That was a long, bad, long, long tangent.
That was a long tangent. I don't know how we even got to this point, really, because the stunts in this, there weren't really many stunts. At least I don't think so. Other than, like, the falling into a cave, that's a hell of a stunt. So... someone committed to the bet on that one and dropped into a cave. But let's go back. I do like that the movie had to do with culty shit. We all know how much I love the culty shit. We've talked about it numerous times. Like, I would say dozens at this point about how I love the culty shit. So I did like that aspect of this movie. But overall, man, yeah, I think it was just a letdown. It was fine.
Which is wild, because I keep seeing, wasn't it rated like 100 or something on Rotten Tomatoes or something very high?
It was something high. I think it was like a 90% from what I saw. And I was like, you've got to be shitting me. They're like, there's no way.
Yeah,
I'm looking up in Rotten Tomatoes right now, because I got to know, like, I got to refresh my memory. And let's see. Yeah, a 90% for critics and a 76 for audience. Don't get it. Like, I don't understand why that makes any sense, because it was mediocre. Nothing against Alison Brie and Dave Franco.
They were great.
Yep, they're great. It's just, I think the material wasn't there.
It wasn't there. And again, it tried to, I feel like, I really don't want to compare it to The Substance, because I like movies to have their own identities, but I just feel like this tried to piggyback off of it.
You know what it also kind of looked like? The movie Grafted, where the girl was like combined with the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Very similar.
But yeah,
so,
but then again, I don't know how original you can really be with body horror. Not original, but like, yeah, okay, original. It seems like it's the same in every body horror movie, but I don't know. I think The Substance set the bar really high, because I'm going to say that was first, because we keep comparing that and Grafted to this, right?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
So Grafted came after that, and Grafted was fucking awesome.
Grafted
and I think
was
it was like a Korean film, right? Or something?
Yeah, okay. Something like that. Korean or Japanese. That movie was great, though. I love that movie. But Substance is a whole different fucking beast. that movie, like, obviously we saw the awards. We saw her get nominated for a bunch of things. Mm-hmm. So, like, for a body horror movie to be that highly regarded, you have this crazy bar now that, okay, if we're going to do a body horror movie, it has to be equal to or better than The Substance, which, good luck, because The Substance is a masterpiece.
Right.
It is a flawless movie. It is so fucking good, it's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, we gave it a 5 out of 5 easy.
Yeah,
like, that
no
probably
question.
Could have been a 6 out of 5. That thing was amazing. And I think that was, like, something that could have revitalized Demi Moore's career, because I don't think she's really been doing anything, like, kind of at the forefront. She wasn't, like, doing anything, like, that was, like, award-worthy until The Substance came
You're
out.
Right. Yeah. And now she's in that show, Landman. I don't know if you watched that. I love that show.
I haven't.
I actually just watched the trailer for the second season tonight. It comes out in November, but she is in the first season, and she's awesome in it.
Nice.
And she had sort of a minor role, but it looks like in the second film, she's got more of a larger role. Because in the show, she's married to John Hamm.
Mm-hmm.
And John Hamm passes away at the end of the first spoilers, passes away at the end of the first season. So she's kind of taking over the business.
Yeah. Okay.
And Billy Bob Thornton. But it's a great show.
Yep. Sometimes just getting nominated really can revitalize careers. I mean, look what happened with Brendan Fraser. Well, he got an Academy Award for The Whale.
Which I haven't seen.
Oh, God, that's a miserable one.
You watched it?
Uh-huh. That's tough. That's a tough one to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit of a tearjerker.
But it's like 3 hours long, right?
I don't think 3 hours. I think it's like a solid 2 hours, maybe. Something like that. I mean, we can even look it up real quick. The Whale. I want to say it's like 2 hours. I don't know why I hit enter. It was right there, front and center. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, hour 57 minutes. So, not too bad. 91% popcorn meter, which is like, you know, the regular people in like reviewing a movie. So that's that's pretty great. But yeah, hard movie to watch. It's a bit of a tearjerker. It's just a guy who's basically dying and he's trying to like rekindle this relationship with his daughter. It's rough, dude. And she wants nothing to do with him.
Yeah, I saw him get like a standing ovation at, I think, at the premiere of that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was like a 15 to 20 minute standing ovation, and he's just up there bawling his eyes out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that helped revitalize his career for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So getting that award, getting just the nomination is a big deal. I mean, we're going to see Indy get that nomination.
Yes. Justice for Indy.
Justice for Indy. Oh, my God. I actually used the hashtag award for Indy on our socials.
Oh, so nice.
We'll see if anyone responds to that. But he'll get the Academy Award nomination. He'll start getting all these other roles. He'll do, like, a new Lassie movie or something. He'll be, like, starring Indy as Lassie or something. Okay. We got to get back to this movie. Man, I kind of don't want to talk about it.
We don't want to spoil it. You got to go watch it.
We don't want to spoil it. You got to watch it. Maybe. Now, this movie, I mean, there's some cool parts in it, but ultimately the idea is that it's just a couple that's struggling and they drink some bad water. And now they're really forced to be together. And they just go, okay, well, you know, this is going to happen. So we might as well let it happen. And that we both do love each other. We might as well become one and whatever. There was one scene that really confused me, though. So towards the end, like after she goes to Jamie's house, he cuts her wrist down the river and she's like bleeding. She goes back to Tim, who at this point went to the cave to see what the hell was going on, saw like this monster looking thing, and they started getting pulled together like crazy. And they're holding on to like railings to try to stop themselves from sliding to each other. So now he's like, there's only one way to fix this. So he somehow stands up perfectly fine and like gets down on his knee and proposes to her with like, you know, a fake open box, kind of like what she did at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
So he did that. And then all of a sudden they're like close to each other, but they're not getting sucked into each other. So it's like it stopped and it's like, oh, OK, I want to hear what you have to say here first. And then I'm going to pull you together.
That part confused me, but the one that really was confusing to me is the scene with the Spice Girls when they played When Two Become One. So it was in that final scene when they're joining each other at the hand, right?
Yeah. You knew that was Spice Girls?
Yes.
I didn't know that was Spice Girls.
She made a reference to it at the beginning of the song. I mean, at the beginning of the movie, she made a reference to loving that song.
I missed that
Or
little
loving the song. I don't remember, but she puts the vinyl on the turntable. mm-hmm. and have never seen this in my entire life. Someone picking up the needle and dropping it in just the right spot where that one that song plays.
No one ever does that, ever.
I was going to say, am I living under a fucking rock? Is that possible? All of my years, is that a thing?
It is.
You can't pick a song on a vinyl.
No, you can't. It's not possible. You could try to like drop it in the exact place, but you never really spot on to where you want to be unless you listen to it so many times that you just know specifically where. But if you're listening to vinyl, you're listening to the whole record. You're not trying to skip to certain songs.
Right.
It's an experience. So you're trying to enjoy the whole thing. So yeah, I don't know how that happened. That's a good point. That went right over my head, man. I had no idea. Shit. Okay. So before that, though, obviously she got her wrist cut by Jamie. And as she's close to Tim, the blood trail on the ground is starting to go towards Tim. And that's when he knows something's wrong. So she decides she's going to sacrifice herself. So that way, Tim can be free and live his life and all that stuff. And he decides to save her by fusing with her arm. And, like, to stop the bleeding. And it's like...
Yeah, okay. And that's when they were playing that song.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it was literally I think it's called When Two Become One.
Okay.
So it was just funny that that's playing as they're merging together. Two yeah. becoming one.
Yeah, they just they decide to get naked, and then they get together, and you start to see them kind of like mold into each other. And oh, Corey, the eye part—I hated that.
Oh yeah, of course you did.
Oh, I hate eye stuff.
When the eyes get stuck together.
Yeah.
So that was in the trailer too. This is another one of those movies that showed all the best scenes in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like they were teasing those moments; they were the whole fucking scene.
Yeah.
There weren't, you know, the eye thing, the saw thing we talked about before. That was in the trailer.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Mm-hmm. It was, like, identical to what was in the trailer. Obviously, trailers are bits and pieces of the movie, but it's, like, it was so identical to the point where you're, like, oh, okay, well, nothing isn't going to happen after that because, like, just like the trailer where they show you this and nothing else happens after that. You could have watched the trailer and you would have been perfectly fine. If you want to watch the movie, go for it. We're just like, we could spend 2 hours watching something else instead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agreed. And I hate saying so much negative about this movie because I was really looking forward to it, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of just dragged. I don't know. It was fine. If you want, I think we can get into it. Corey, I think we pretty much know where we're going here, but what do you give the substance? Wrong.
Whoa, don't edit that out.
No.
That's actually fucking hilarious.
That's good stuff. I'm keeping that in because... Yeah,
don't touch that.
What do you give the substance cover band, a.k.a. Together?
Well, I didn't... So I didn't downright despise this movie. I suspect the director got paid by the minute because it dragged.
Yeah.
Seriously, I aged 3 years while watching this, and I'm already old as shit. However, the score was great, and Dave and Allison were awesome as well.
Yeah.
The whole thing was gorgeous. This is... Here's your fun fact. We kind of talked about this before.
Oh, I like fun facts.
The whole thing was a gorgeous, agonizing metaphor for needing someone else to tie your shoes.
Yeah, man. This movie was fine. For me, I'm going to go with a 3 out of 5. It was okay. Nothing really to go home and rave about, but not bad by any means. The visual effects were nice and decent amount of gore, though I would have liked to have seen more. That's for sure. The story was unique, which I'm loving in horror these days.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a lot of writers and directors in horror are really being imaginative in these recent years, and I'm all for it. I mean, between this and The Substance, Good Boy, like all these movies that are coming out have really great stories to them. So I'm not going to knock it for that because the story was interesting. The whole movie did feel like a commentary on relationships and how partners complete each other and not let outside interferences jeopardize that bond. So there's a positive takeaway from it, a little insight, if you will. Overall, good, not great. If you want to see Together, it's available to rent on VOD. All right, everyone, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Leave us a 5-star review on all podcast platforms so we can get some more exposure. Of course, tell your friends. Both our intro and outro music are courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Be sure to check out Andrew on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to pick it up. We're also part of the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to visit shiningwizardsnetwork.com. They're an awesome podcast network ranging from wrestling to heavy metal, horror, all that good stuff. So check that out. Visit 30screamsorless.com for all previous episodes and transcripts to go with those episodes. Also, check out beardoctane.com for their whole line of grooming supplies. And be sure to use the code 30screams10 at checkout for 10% off your order. And if there's anything you want us to review, send an email to 30screamsorless@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Use hashtag 30screamsorless. And also, we have some awesome merch for sale on our website, so definitely check that out. If you go to our website, at the very top, there's a shop link. Click that link, and you'll see all sorts of shirts, hats, mugs, things like that. If you buy it, it helps going towards our hosting costs. I'm Steve.
I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.